Look at those pine trees.
And that lake.
I swear that's honeysuckle I smell.
I swear that's a little orange blossom thrown in. It's unbelievable. Growth. Exactly like that of Earth, on a planet half a galaxy away. What are the odds on such duplication?
Astronomical, Captain. The relative size, age, and composition of this planet makes it highly improbable that it would evolve similarly to Earth in any way.
What in blazes is that?
Analysis, Buck.
An alien metal of some kind, an alloy resistant to probe. Readings can't even measure its age accurately. These incised symbols are fascinating, evidently some form of writing.
Any theories about what it is?
Negative, Captain. But structures of this complexity require extremely sophisticated building apparatus, the kind usually found in cultures surpassing or equaling our own.
Meadows and no meteor craters, the whole place is an enigma, biologically and culturally.
What's the nearest concentration of life forms, Mr. Spock?
Bearing 117, Mark 4.
And how much time did you say we have to investigate?
If we are to divert the asteroid, which is on a collision course with this planet, we must warp out of orbit within 30 minutes. Every second we delay arriving at the deflection point compounds the problem, perhaps past solution.
You did say 30 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Then let's go. Let's find out what life forms are blessed by this environment.
They look like, I'd swear, they're American Indians.
They are, Doctor. A mixture of Navajo, Mohegan, and Delaware, I believe. All among the more advanced and peaceful tribes.
It's like discovering Atlantis. Or Shangri-La. Mr. Spark, is it possible there's a more evolved civilization somewhere else on this planet? One capable of building that obelisk or developing a deflector system?
Highly improbable, Captain. Sensor probes indicate only one type of life form here.
Shouldn't we contact them, Jim? Tell them?
Tell them what? That an asteroid's coming to smash their world into atoms?
Too primitive to grasp the concept of space flight, Doctor. Our appearance here would only serve to confuse and frighten them.
We've got a job to do. Let's get back to the Enterprise.
What's the matter, Jim?
What? Oh, nothing. Just so peaceful. Uncomplicated, no problems, no command decisions. Just living.
Typical human reaction to an idyllic natural setting. Back in the 20th century, we referred to it as the Tahiti syndrome. It's particularly common to overpressured leader types like starship captains.
Ah, Tahiti syndrome. Let's go take care of that asteroid. But first, I want another look at that obelisk.
Doctor?
Yes?
I suggest that any further research on your part be delayed until after we have diverted the asteroid.
Kirk to Enterprise.
Yes, sir.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Stardate 4842.6, First Officer Spock commanding. Numerous search parties and repeated sensor probes of the area have failed to locate Captain Kirk. Spock to Enterprise.
Enterprise, come in, Mr. Spock.
Prepare to beam us up, Mr. Scott, warping out of orbit.
Leaving? You can't be serious, Spock.
Doctor, that asteroid is almost as large as your Earth's moon. Far enough away, the angle necessary to divert it enough to avoid destruction is minute. But as the asteroid approaches this planet, the angle becomes so great that even the power of a starship...
The devil with an asteroid! It won't get here for 2 months, Spock!
If we arrive at the deflection point in time, it may not get here at all.
In the meantime, what about Jim?
Once the asteroid has been diverted, we'll return here and resume the search.
That may be hours from now. He may be injured or dying.
Doctor, assume this is the planet we're on. This is the approaching asteroid. If we don't get to that deflection point in time, it will become physically impossible to divert this asteroid. In that case, everyone on this planet will die, including the captain.
Can a few more minutes matter, Spock?
In the time it has taken me to explain the problem, the asteroid has moved from here to here. The longer we delay, the less the likelihood of being able to divert it. Beam us up, Mr. Scott.
People. We've been waiting for you to come to us.
Captain's log, Stardate 4843.6. First Officer Spock commanding. We've been en route to the asteroid for several hours. Our delay on the planet's surface has made it imperative that we proceed at maximum warp speed for a period which exceeds the recommended safety margin.
I can't give you warp 9 much longer, Mr. Spock. These engines are beginning to show signs of stress.
Stress or not, we cannot reduce speed. I do not intend to miss that deflection point.
All right, but we're moving further into the danger range all the time. If these circuits...
Deflection noted, Mr. Scott. Carry on.
Viramani has said that you appeared to her and to her handmaiden from the walls of the temple, just as our legend foretells. We do not doubt the words of our priestess, but these are troubled times, and we must be sure.
I'll answer anything I can, but as I told you, many things are strange to me.
He knows nothing of our danger. How can he save us?
It is against custom to interrupt the tribal elder at council. Even for the medicine chief.
Elder, words will not save us when the skies darken. We must be certain. I say he must prove he is a god.
Our skies have darkened 3 times since the harvest. The last time, worst of all. Our legend predicts such danger and promises that the wise ones who planted us here will send a god to save us. One who can rouse the temple's spirit and make the sky grow quiet. Can you do this?
I came from the temple, as Miramani said, and it was a beginning for me here. But I came from the sky, too. I can't remember.
Salish, a terrible thing has happened. The boy was attending the fish nets, and he became entangled in them and sank to the bottom of the river. Lumo brought him up quickly, but he doesn't move.
There is no sound in the body. There is no light in the eyes. He will move no more.
Wait a moment.
People are grateful.
It's a simple technique. It goes way back. Way back.
Only God can breathe life into the dead. Do you still question? Give him the medicine badge.
Thank you. Detection point minus 7.
Full power, Mr. Scott.
The relays will reject the overload, Mr. Spock.
Then bypass the relays, go to manual control.
Do that, we'll burn out the engines.
I want full power, Mr. Scott.
Aye, sir. All right, you lovelies. Hold together. Full power, Mr. Spock.
Magnification factor 12, Mr. Silver.
Aye, sir.
Deflection point minus 4.
All engines stop. Hold position here.
All engines stop, sir.
Prepare to activate deflectors.
Aye, sir.
Power dropping, sir.
Engineering, maintain full power. Full power.
Dilithium crystal circuit's failing, sir. We'll have to replace it.
Not now.
Zero. Deflection point. Now, sir.
Activate deflectors.
Power dropping, sir.
Deflection, Mr. Sulu.
Not enough, Mr. Spock. It's only 0.0013 degrees.
Engineering. Recircuit power to engines. Maximum speed, heading 37, mark 010.
Aye, sir.
That heading will put us directly in the asteroid's path, sir.
Correct, Mr. Chekhov. I intend to retreat in front of that asteroid until we can employ all power on phaser beams.
What for?
To destroy it. A narrow beam concentrated on a single spot will split that mass.
It might also cripple the ship, and we would be crushed by the asteroid.
Incorrect. We'll still be able to get out of its path by use of impulse power.
Jim won't be able to get out of its path.
That, Doctor, is another calculated risk we must take. What are you doing?
I must see to the needs of the god, as is my duty.
You should be working on our ritual cloak.
There will be no ritual between us now, Salish.
What do you mean? We cannot go against tradition.
It is because of tradition that I cannot marry you.
But you are promised to me.
That was before he came.
Tribal priestess and medicine chief are always joined.
He is medicine chief now. Salish, choose another. Any maiden would be honored to join with you.
I wish no other.
You have no choice.
Miromani, if you could choose, would you choose me?
Perhaps you would like to bathe now.
Miramani, tell me about the wise ones.
Tell? But a god knows everything.
Not this one. Tell me.
The wise ones brought us here from far away. They chose a medicine chief to keep the secret of the temple and to use it when the sky darkens.
Secrets of the temple.
There are no lacings. How is this thing removed?
The secrets were passed on from father to son.
Yes, how does this open?
Well, why doesn't Salish use it? Why are the people in danger?
His father did not wish to share his power too soon. He died before he told Salish the secret.
Our people rejoice and wish to honor your name. But I did not know what you wished to be called. What may I tell them? Kurok? Have we displeased you?
No, everything is fine.
And it must be ourselves, the way we live. Perhaps we have not improved as quickly as the wise ones wish.
Your land is rich, your people happy. Who could be displeased with that?
But there is something. Tell us. We will change it.
I can't tell you anything. All I can tell you is that I'm happy and peaceful here. I'm not sure, but I think I've never felt that way before. Why are they so sure I can help them?
Well, you came from the stone metal. And did you not bring life to the child?
Yes, but I... I need time to remember.
Here there is much time. For everything.
Mr. Chekhov.
Tau 8.7, Beta 0.041.
That is our target, the asteroid's weakest point.
Almost dead center, sir.
Lock all phases on that mark. Maximum intensity, narrow beam. I want to split that fissure wide open.
You sound like you're cutting a diamond.
Very astute, Doctor.
All phases locked, sir.
We'll fire in sequence and continue firing as long as Mr. Scott can maintain power.
Standing by, sir.
Fire phasers.
Phaser one firing.
That Vulcan won't be satisfied till these panels are a puddle of lead.
Phaser two firing.
And relays out again, Mr. Scott.
Phaser four firing. All phasers fired, sir.
Rig for simultaneous firing, Mr. Sulu. Commence simultaneous bombardment.
The ritual cloak is finished. If it pleases you, I would like to name the joining day.
The joining day?
I'm the daughter of the chief. Tribal law betroths me to our leader. If there's another, I will step aside.
No, Miramane, there's no one else. In my mind, or my heart.
God's wish is above tribal law.
Name the joining day.
sooner our happiness together begins, the longer it will last. Tomorrow.
And don't ask for any more warp 9 speeds, Mr. Spock. Our star drive is completely burned out. The only thing we have left is impulse power.
Estimated repair time.
Hang on here in space? Forever! The only thing that'll fix these poor darlings is the nearest repair base.
I've already surmised that. Thank you, Mr. Scott.
Well, Spock, you took your calculated risk in your calculated Vulcan way and you lost. You lost for us, you lost for that planet, and you lost for Jim.
I accept the responsibility, Doctor.
And my responsibility is the health of this crew. You've been driving yourself too hard, and I want you to get some rest.
Mr. Chekhov, resume heading 883, Mark 4-1.
Back to that planet without warp speed? It'll take months, Spock.
Exactly 59.223 days, Doctor. And that asteroid will be 4 hours behind us all the way.
Well, then what's the use? We might not be able to save the captain even if he still is alive. We might not be able to save anything, including the ship. You haven't heard a word I've said. All you've been doing is staring at that blasted obelisk.
Another calculated Vulcan risk, Doctor.
This joining means the end of darkness. It's a time for joy for all my people.
You will wait until I walk the holy path to the Earth's Lodge first. Give me time to tell the priestess that you follow and that the joining will take place.
I have found paradise. Surely no man has ever attained such happiness.
Out of my way, Salish.
Even though you be a god, Kirak, I cannot permit this joining.
Nobody's asking for your permission.
Then you must strike me dead.
I have no intention of striking you dead.
You bleed. Bleed, Kirak. Behold a god who bleeds. Behold a god who bleeds! Not rest until I prove to my people that you are no god.
You were reporting to sick bay.
There isn't time, Doctor. I must decipher those obelisk symbols. They're a highly advanced form of cipher writing.
You've been trying to do that ever since we started back to that planet. 58 days.
I'm aware of that, Doctor. I'm also aware that when we arrive at the planet, we'll have barely 4 hours to effect rescue. believe those symbols are the key.
Well, you won't read them by killing yourself. You've hardly eaten or slept for weeks. Now, if you don't let up, you're going to collapse.
I'm not hungry, Doctor. And under stress, we Vulcans can do without sleep for weeks.
Well, your Vulcan metabolism is so low it can hardly be measured, and it's for the pressure, that green ice water you call blood.
My physical condition is not important, Doctor. That obelisk is.
Well, my diagnosis is exhaustion, brought on from overwork and guilt. You're blaming yourself for crippling this ship just as we blamed you. Well, we were wrong. So are you. You made a command decision. Jim would have done the same. My prescription is rest. Now, do I have to call the security guards to enforce it?
Joyous as the first.
I'm happy. I'm so happy. If it weren't for the dreams, my mind would be completely at peace.
I thought you no longer had the dreams. That you no longer saw the strange lodge which moves through the sky.
They've come back. They were gone for a while, but they've come back. And I see faces, too, very dim. I feel I should know them. I feel my place is with them, not here. I don't deserve this happiness.
I have a gift for you.
Gift? What?
It may make you happy. Wait.
These last few weeks, my love for Miramani grows stronger with each passing day. However, the dreams return every night. Fragments of memories. I can almost get hold of them. And then...
I bear your child.
The lodge. And we can expand the system, see? And irrigate the fields and double the food supply.
And with the power of the lamp.
Lamp?
Which turns night into day, we can cook twice as much food and, as you taught us,
preserve.
For times of famine. So that is why you made the lamp, Kurok. So that I would never know when it was night and I would be forever cooking.
Oh, no.
No. That's not why I made the lamp at all, to keep you forever cooking.
It's only the wind and the thunder.
I act like a stupid child. I have nothing to fear. You are here.
But it's only the wind. The wind can't harm them.
The wind is only the beginning. Soon the sky will darken, the lake will go wild, and the earth will tremble. Only you can save us.
But I can't do anything about the wind, the sky.
If we do not go now, it will be too late. You must go inside the temple and make the blue flame come out.
I don't know how to get inside the temple.
But you are a god.
Kerak! Why are you not at the temple, Kerak? Soon the ground will begin to tremble. The people need your help.
We'll go to the caves. It'll be safe there.
The caves? Surely a legend can do more than that for his people.
When the ground trembles, the caves are not safe, Kerak. If you do not rouse the temple spirit, we will all die.
There is nothing you cannot do, my husband.
Well, what do you wait for, God? Your robes?
Take care of Miramani.
Prescribe sleep.
You prescribed rest, Doctor. The symbols on the obelisk are not words. They are musical notes.
Musical notes? You mean it's nothing but a song?
In a way, yes. Other cultures, among them certain Vulcan offshoots, use musical notes as words. The tones correspond roughly to an alphabet.
Were you able to make any sense out of the symbols?
Yes, the obelisk is a marker, just as I thought. It was left by a super race known as the Preservers. They passed through the galaxy rescuing primitive cultures which were in danger of extinction and seeding them, so to speak, where they could live and grow.
I've always wondered why there were so many humanoids scattered through the galaxy.
So have I. Apparently, the Preservers account for a number of them.
That's probably how the planet has survived all these centuries. The Preservers put an asteroid deflector on the planet.
Which has now become defective and is failing to operate.
And we have to find that deflector and put it back into working order. Otherwise.
Precisely, Doctor.
There's the wolf!
Fire! 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 No, don't hurt him!
Miramani! Go back! His folks!
I belong to him!
Then go! Go die with your false god! You'll be killed!
Raider!
Get
out! Get out!
to Enterprise.
Come in, Mr. Spock.
We've located the captain. Beam down Nurse Chapel with an emergency surgical kit.
My wife. Is she all right?
Wife?
Hallucinations?
Jim. Miramani. Miramani.
Has given you something to ease the pain. Why were you being stoned?
Kurok could not get back into the temple.
Naturally, since he did not come from there.
I saw him come.
Recognizes?
His brain is unimpaired. Everything else is functioning normally except his memory.
Can you help him?
It'd take time.
Time, Dr. McCoy, is the one thing we do not have in abundance. Spock here.
Tracking report, sir. 65 minutes to end of safety margin.
Report noted. Doctor, is he strong enough for the Vulcan mind fusion?
We have no choice.
Spock. You are James Kirk. Our minds are moving closer. James Kirk, closer.
No.
James Kirk.
Miramani! No. Miramani.
Our minds are one. Extremely dynamic individual.
It worked.
Captain, were you inside this structure?
Yes. What's inside is loaded with scientific equipment.
This obelisk is one huge deflector mechanism. It is imperative that we get inside immediately. Captain, we do not have much time.
McCoy. I don't know how to get inside.
If we are not able to gain entry and activate the deflector mechanism within the next 50 minutes, this entire planet will be destroyed.
The key must be in these symbols. We've got to decipher them.
I already have to some extent, Captain. They are musical notes.
You mean entry can be gained by playing certain notes on a musical instrument?
That would be one method. Another would be a series of tonal qualities spoken in their proper sequence.
Give me your communicator. Tonal control, consonants and vowels. I must have hit it accidentally when I contacted the ship.
If you could remember your exact words, Captain.
Kirk to Enterprise.
Aye, Captain.
Scotty, if the deflector is in activated within 20 minutes. Get out of orbit. Get the Enterprise out of the danger zone. The landing party is expendable. The Enterprise isn't. Kirk out.
Miramani.
Bones. Stay with her. Do what you can.
It is similar to deflector panels I've seen, Captain, but far more complicated.
Careful. I must have hit something accidentally. The beam caught me, and that's when I stopped remembering.
Probably a memory beam. You must have activated it out of sequence.
There's more symbols. Can you read them?
I do have an excellent eye for musical notes, Captain. They would seem to indicate that this series of relays activated in their proper
spot. Just press the right button.
It is true you are safe.
And so your people, Miramani.
I knew you would save them, my chief. When I am better, it will be as it was, will it not?
If that's what you want.
We will live long and happy lives. I will bear you many strong sons. I love you always.
And I love you, Miramani.